Episode 1898, Real Peace is in His Presence.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. Just take a deep breath. I want you to feel your heartbeat today. You have breath, so you have reason to rejoice. Yes, these are uncertain times, but the real peace is in His presence. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, in times of uncertainty, you can rely on your own knowledge, or you can draw on God's peace that passes all understanding, for the real peace is in His presence. The only thing we know is what we don't know. Change is a constant, and what is most certain is uncertainty itself. So where is the hope? Where can you find peace during difficult times? Today being a time of reflection, Sweet Spirit Sunday, allowing us to set time aside for our relationship with God. Have you noticed that with the chaos out there, everything going on, that now we actually have that time? Now, maybe you're saying, well, you haven't seen my family yet. We're still trying to get organized. You don't understand about our finances. No, I don't, but God does. When we look at our desires of life, besides love, all of us desire peace. Look back in history. You can see the celebration of peace with statues and memorials after times of chaos and conflict, the wars. You can read about it in famous poetry. You can sing songs about what it means to live in peace. And we mustn't forget the movies that portray scenes of hope and peace. However, we seem to put a price or expectation on peace. So many things must be in order for peace to exist. Hence, we are living in what? Times of chaos. Times of conflict. Times that make us uneasy because we feel out of control. Are we really trying to control the concept of peace? I think we do. Whether we mean to or not is yet to be determined. But what I do know is that if we rely on man-made peace, we will always fall short. Peace is in His presence. Peace is not about us, but of God. Jesus, born here on earth, was called the Prince of Peace. One of my favorite Bible verses, two of them actually, it's in Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7. If you want a Bible verse to chew on for the rest of the week, write this one down. Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is like the perfect verse, because maybe you're walking around right now in your household going, I don't think I can take this anymore. My kids are asking me, why can't I go play with my friends? Why can't we go see grandma? And you're going, I don't know why I can't even go out either. Now, logically, we understand why we are asked to do certain things. It's a protection measure. In fact, some of you may have not only had to be self-quarantined, but maybe you've been affected further by a death of a family or friend. This is not just affecting the United States of America. It is affecting the world. It's time for us to wake up. It's time for us to rise up. But in doing so, do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, notice it says every situation, finances, COVID-19, weight loss, parenting, marriage, career, organization, car payments, whatever it is, in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Are you asking Him? Are you being specific? And then what? And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. You are not alone. Now, that doesn't mean that we can just sit back and say, well, God's got this. Oh, yeah, God's got this, but you still have to do what you need to do. You need to prepare. You need to put certain things into practice within your household, disinfecting things accordingly, making sure you have maybe 2 to 3 days worth of groceries, maybe a week's worth of groceries. Maybe you don't get it all at once. Maybe it takes a couple days. But you make sure you have a few essentials that if you cannot absolutely, positively leave your house, then you have things in order. Maybe it's helping your extended family. They're not close by, but you're making arrangements with them. Maybe you're serving in your community a safe way. This isn't about just sitting back on the couch and saying, oh yeah, God's got this. I'm not doing anything. I don't need to worry about preparation. He's got it. He does have it, but He wants us to be in preparation. Hence, it says by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. It's not make the assumption, sit on the couch and you're done. And God's just going to come take care of it. We are called to be active. And unfortunately, our activity focuses on control. We want to control, mold this type of peace, how we want to feel, instead of saying, this is what God is asking of us. This is how we're going to pray and ask for His guidance, His hedge of protection, His love and grace upon us, so that we can rest in peace, knowing that we've laid it at His feet and He's got it. We don't have to worry. We can be concerned. It's totally different. Change your language. We must be careful not to put a limit on God's divine power. We should not be the ones to decide what it means to have peace. Instead, ask God for peace. What do you need to feel peace right now in your everyday? It looks different today than a month ago, even 2 weeks ago, let alone 2 days ago. What does it look like? Ask yourself what God's peace means for you. It's very interesting as I turn on the news and I do try to pay attention. For one reason, I'm here talking to you. And I'm not one who is going to sit here and say, oh my gosh, no. I know God's got it all under control. Do I understand why everything is happening? No. But I am walking by faith. However, I am doing my part. It takes both of us. It takes all of us. But it's not just about what's happening right now, today, March 22nd of 2020. It's about every day of our lives. However, now we have this time, forced time. Maybe it's a wake-up call. Maybe it's for us to wake up our hearts. And God saying, hello, I'm here. You're missing the whole point of living. You're living for the stuff in your house. You're living for the four wheels in your garage. You're living for the title on a wall. Yet you forgot you should be living for me. So ask yourself what God's peace means for you. Then follow it up with prayer and thanksgiving, a desire that runs deep in your heart. Make it come alive. You have the time. And if you don't think you have the time, then you better make the time. And I'm just being honest. And finally, be watchful for the real peace in his presence. We've been forced now to slow down. And I can only imagine what it was like when God created the heavens and the earth and the animals. And then he brought in Adam and then Eve. I can't imagine them looking at the beauty around them. Life was a lot slower. Can you imagine if they started out with technology like we have? I want to encourage you to look at your everyday as to how can you allow peace to overcome your house, to overcome your heart. This isn't about living a life of chaos. God doesn't want that for us. That's why he sent Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. But the thing is we're always trying to rely on our own strength and we forget who is leading the march, who gave us breath this morning, who is the creator of all, the entire world. We can sit here and fuss about things. We can worry about our retirement and savings. Or we can do our part right now to create our now and find the real peace within him. So what do you need to let go of? What do you need to put at his feet? What would make you just be like, oh, you know what it's like. It's been kind of crazy for us. My daughter and son-in-law are moving. They're moving down south. With all of this stuff that's going on. This mama, whew, I'm a little bit like, okay, question here, question there. They have to sell a house and buy a house. And I'm like, oh Lord, that's a lot. And it's got to happen within a very short period of time. It's an incredible opportunity in the midst of all of this. But there is a lot of uncertainty around it. Oh yeah, I could be sitting here worrying, twiddling my thumbs, going, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. Talk about adding more white hair to my already white head. I mean, seriously, thank the Lord that there is hair coloring. Madison Reed, thank you so much. However, what happens in my stirring up of uneasiness only causes me what? More distress, more worry, more anxiety. I can't sleep. And then what happens with the family? Oh yeah, they feed off that negative energy and your house is wild. You do not need to figure out this peacefulness on your own. Call on God. Cry out to him. He is with you always till the end. For the real peace is in his presence. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.